Guess what, guys?
We're not doctors.
No, we are not.
If you're going to be making any major medical decisions, please consult your doctor.
Yes, and that includes diets, exercise, medications, and surgery.
We love you guys.
And we want you to be in our OSLP family forever.
So be careful
and consult your doctors.
Have you heard of ProCare, or just have you been living under a rock?
ProCare is the very first bariatric multivitamin to develop a one-a-day vitamin. That's right, you heard it correctly. One a day. And they also have delicious dark chocolate calciums that are available during the winter months.
That's right. So go to ProCareNow.com, get your calcium chews, get your multivitamin, and use OSLP for a discount.
Are you located in the Florida area? Well, we have the perfect office for you. Dr. Fridley and his wife, Macy, have created the perfect, welcoming, and safe place for your bariatric journey.
That's right. So click on the link below to start your weight loss journey now. And don't forget to tell them that the OSLP's girls sent you.
Welcome back, OSLP family.
Welcome, welcome.
You are listening to Our Sleep Life podcast, and this is Kelly.
This is Mel.
And we do want to remind you all that we will be in Florida in like 17 days.
Yeah. Like, oh my God. From the day of us recording, from the day that we release this, you will be like 2 weeks away. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm so excited. So we are going for an event.
Yes.
It is the Barry Bridgerton Luncheon, and it is ran by JoJo B.
Yeah. If you don't know her, what the hell? She's amazing. It's JoJo B on Instagram and TikTok.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And we've met her several times. Mm-hmm. First time at JBY last year.
That's right.
Second time was at the retreat.
Mm-hmm.
She's a lovely human being. So we stand by her event.
Well, yeah, 100%. Because like she's all about the community and mm-hmm. helping the community and giving us resources. And yes. I think that's like me and Kelly's biggest thing is we started this podcast because there wasn't enough education and resources. Yes. So anybody else that does that, we love.
Yes, we absolutely. Love. So last we knew there were 6 tickets left.
Yeah.
So if you are in the Florida area or want to fly in like we are, and I think a lot of other people are going to be flying in too, go and grab your ticket. The link is in our bio. We'll also have it linked down below. Just grab your ticket. Use code OSLP for $50 off.
That's a great huge deal. Discount. 50 bucks, man.
Yeah.
I love it.
And there's going to be about 75 bariatric patients here.
That's right. And we have put some stuff in the swag bag for you. We are a sponsor. We love it.
Yes. We are a sponsor of the event also.
Yes, we are.
Didn't mention that at all. No, we didn't, but that's okay.
Not a problem.
So we always say, go to our website, okay? Yes. OurSleeveLifePodcast.com. Now, it is so important because when things like this happen, you will be the first to know about it.
Yeah, and you get the codes first. Mm-hmm. You get the discounts. Yes. Like, it's so nice because you guys get to actually see behind the scenes and what's going on with our episodes. It's very detailed. And mm-hmm. guess what, guys? When you get the news, when you actually do the newsletter and you get all signed up for it, there's going to be journal prompts in there. So that way you can help yourself with journaling. Mm-hmm. And also we have our pillar tracker.
Yes.
Which is on our website. Yes. It is a downloadable tracker. It's only 20 bucks. It's for the whole year. Mm-hmm. And we do include a whole page just for you to journal.
Yes.
Because me and Kelly are very like.
We're journal freaks.
We're journal freaks. Yeah. It really has helped us. So
it does. And when you can't find a therapist or you're just having a hard time and you don't feel like you need to see a therapist, which everybody needs to see a therapist. So. Get that out of your brain.
Seriously.
But if you, I know we had talked to somebody in our community and they had mentioned that they haven't really connected with any therapy professionals at this point. And so we just said, journal it out. Just what you're feeling. Mm-hmm. A lot will pop out that you didn't even realize it was about. Just write. It doesn't have to be pretty. It doesn't have to make sense. You're just getting it onto the page.
Sometimes I just write lists. Of things.
Yeah. I'm like, definitely a list person.
And even like go on a walk. Like that always like helps me clear my mind. Mm-hmm. It's definitely like freeing. So go check out all those things. Mm-hmm. And then what's really cool on our website in the right hand corner.
Top right.
It says become a patron.
Yeah.
Yes. We love our patrons. We have a whole group for them that's mm-hmm. on Facebook. It's our own little support group called the Benchies. And that's the $7 tier or higher. Mm-hmm. We do recommend the $10 tier just because you also get little tidbits from us, like our little like, well, we're going to start some new segments, actually.
We are. But I was going to say, if you're the $10 or higher, you get a 50% discount on that pillar tracker.
Yes, you do.
So make sure that you sign up for that. And just become a patron. It's so nice mm-hmm. to talk to the community, get to know you guys, and have other people there in the community that can help you. And it's more, I mean, there's over 200 people in that group. So
there is. And yeah. there's men and women. There's pre-op or post-op.
All range of ages.
So if you have a problem, someone in there is going to help you. Mm-hmm. If you just want to celebrate your wins, which we love to do, mm-hmm. do it in there because yes. you're going to get all the love and all the fun.
Yes. So. Yes. And then the last thing you need to do, it's free. It's preloaded on your phone. Go to YouTube.
Yes.
Type in Our Sleeve Life Podcast. We are the only ones. Click the little bell. Subscribe so you're notified when future videos like this one drop.
That's right. And then you would know it's just us today.
It's just us.
No one's waiting on us.
No one's waiting on us. Mm-hmm. And we are just going to talk about some
non-negotiables.
Non-negotiables. Now, I know what you're thinking. I already know what the non-negotiables are, like, you know, water, protein, vitamins, all of that, which we're talking vitamins. The podcast sponsor is
ProCare. So go get your ProCare.
Yes. Use code OSLP because you do get 15%.
Yes. No one else gets 15%.
Nobody else gets that. So go get your vitamins. This is a non-negotiable. And I will say really quickly, this is not an ad. Like, I have legit taken the easy to swallow Orange Grove since it came out.
Same.
And I freaking love it.
And I just took the insulin resistance before we came down here.
They
I
have take that so every day. So many products, guys.
Yeah.
So many products. And we stand by every single one of them.
Yeah, because we use them. They mm-hmm. work. We've noticed if we don't use them. Mm-hmm. Like yesterday, I told Kelly I felt off.
Yep.
And I couldn't figure out why. And it's because I didn't take anything.
Yeah.
I didn't take even my birth control, my anti-anxiety meds. I didn't take any of my ProCare.
Yeah.
It felt real weird.
Yeah, I'm right there with you.
You can feel
it. I don't forget just because I have to take so many other vitamins that I just, it's well, not vitamins.
Vitamins. Pills.
Pills.
Medicine.
Medication. I have to take that. So I never forget that. But I have noticed since I started taking the MAGD, mm-hmm. I am not sick like at all.
Yeah, it's super rare now.
Yeah.
Which is great.
And I was getting like 6 or 7 sinus infections a year. And I think I'm down to like maybe 2.
Yeah.
In the last year at this point.
Look at that. It does work, guys.
It does work. So make sure that you grab all of your vitamins, supplements, protein products. Mm-hmm. All of it is on the website, procarenow.com. It's linked below. And like we said in the beginning, use code OSLP. We're the only ones that get 15% off for our people.
That's very true.
All right. So we were talking about water, vitamins, mm-hmm. protein. Yes. Those are the pillars, right?
Those are just the basics.
Those are basics. So we're talking about non-negotiables in your daily life.
Yeah.
Other than the pillars.
Yeah. Like personal things that you need to get through your day. So yes. that way you're successful on this journey.
Yes. And I am like diving deep into my brain. Because I didn't have anyone, Mel, first ask me to talk about this. Mm-hmm. So.
Have you figured anything out yet?
I mean, I have one.
Okay.
Of like, my non-negotiable is I'm not going to allow anybody else to make me feel bad for being on a health journey.
Yes, that is great.
It's a big one because I have literally, like, I've had people say it's the easy way out. Mm-hmm. I've had people say that I was the one that caused that I left my ex-husband because I had surgery.
Which that's not how
it wasn't even. Yeah, that didn't even happen like that. Or like I got an email from one of a friend. I'm using quotation marks that said I made her feel bad because I lost weight.
Yeah, that's fucking wild.
And I'm not going to allow people to make me feel bad mm-hmm. because I chose a health journey.
Yeah. And I don't understand why people feel like it's necessary to even do that to others. Because
stupid fucking people.
I know. And it happens more than we would like for our family and our, like, not for our family, but for like our bariatric family. Like you guys hear this all the time too, especially during holiday seasons.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because then they don't understand. They're like, well, why do you do this and that? And it's like, because I'm on a health journey, bro.
Yeah.
Like, that's it.
And I just, I'm done. I'm done with people making me feel or trying to make me feel bad because I am focused on my health.
Right.
For the first time ever in my life, I am taking complete control of my life. And I'm through with having people make me feel bad.
Good.
Like, if you're in the closet crying because I lost weight, that's on fucking you.
That's one, wild. And two, you need a therapist immediately.
100%.
Because
100%.
Just because someone else in your friends or family or coworkers are losing weight, you shouldn't feel bad about that. You should be happy for them. You're like, oh my God, they're like doing the things. And it's really inspiring to watch others do the damn thing.
And yes, I will admit that, like, in the past, yeah, it's tough to watch your friends be successful with their health.
Yeah.
And especially when you're both obese and you see one friend shrinking down.
Yeah.
It makes you take a long look at yourself.
Yes.
And for me, I looked at myself, right? That's my job to take care of my own health. Yes. That's not on anybody else losing weight.
Nope.
Nobody else can force me to do this. But I think it's interesting because I will say that, like, it does get a little bit jealousy-esque. But now that I've been on my journey and I'm figuring it out, like,
that's gone.
That's gone. Like, I'm also realizing that, like, people are going to do what's best for them.
Yep.
And it doesn't necessarily, you don't have to let it affect you.
Well, that's kind of the thing is, like, because I know the friend that we're talking about, because that's kind of the deal is, like, hey, what I do, whether that's losing weight, going to a movie, dating someone, listening to music, should not affect you like that. It's wild.
Nope.
So it's like, hey, you got to look inward on yourself and like really listen to that inner like person.
Yeah.
The inner you.
Well, I think it's very hard for people to take that long look at themselves, right?
I guess. I don't. I don't. I do, but I don't because I've been introverted for a long time. Like, I'm an outgoing person, but I'm always inside my head all day long. And I think it's because of raising, when I was being raised, I was always told that no one really cared. So I only talked about school and music.
Yeah.
Because that was my two loves during being, like, going through adolescence.
Yeah.
And so I've always looked at myself and what am I doing and how can I do better? And because I've always wanted to be successful.
Yeah.
I'm too scared to be poor. I'm too scared to not have a like a career. I know what it can do to you. So I've always been the person that's like trying to better themselves. And I never cared what anybody else was fucking doing.
Yeah.
It was too much brain power to care about everybody else and what they're doing in their life.
I think,
you know, I never compared myself. And I know that's like not what it's like for everyone.
Yeah.
But that's how my journey was. Cause
I think it's great that you didn't do that.
Yeah. It's just not in my head.
No. But I think what I switch to is it's very hard for people to look at their own faults. Like it's very hard to admit the things that are hard to admit. Right.
Yeah.
So like it's hard to admit that you are faulting or you are your own worst enemy.
Yeah, we are. We totally are.
Because it's very hard to say like, oh, I fucked up. That's on me. That's my fault. I'm very sorry. And to admit that takes a lot of inner work.
It does. It 100% does.
A lot of inner work. And I have always been good at admitting my faults when I fuck up.
And I will be the one to vouch for that because that's one of the reasons why our friendship has worked for so long is when we're with each other, we do admit when we're wrong and we do admit our faults and we apologize for that.
Yes, because you have to.
Because we know we're not perfect.
No, nobody's perfect. All. I mean, at all. But I think for a lot of people, it's very hard. And I think if you're not in therapy, especially.
Yeah.
And, you know, I look at like this specific friend of they were not in a good marriage and they were unhappy themselves. Therefore,
they're coping with food. We know it.
They're coping with food and therefore they're projecting their thoughts and feelings onto me.
Right.
As I'm the fault.
Correct.
For that.
And I think
I'm not sitting there force feeding you food.
No.
So therefore Your health is your journey.
Exactly.
So I'm that long story short, I'm done having people fault me for me being on a journey.
Are you feeling a little sluggish? Little lack of protein? Little lack of caffeine? Well, we got the fix for that.
That's right. Dive Bar Nutrition has the best protein bars. They have caffeine, protein, and they taste delicious.
So head on over to divebarnutrition.com and use code OSLP at checkout.
Like, yeah. I'm not asking anybody else to be on that journey with me.
No, so. And that's kind of like the deal. What's funny with friends and family right in the beginning, too, when we do this.
Yeah.
Is they're so scared we're going to judge them. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, we get it all the time. I just can't believe sometimes, like, how fast that happens. Mm-hmm. Like, I think I was just, like, 6 months out from surgery, and people were just thinking, like, oh, I hope you know I'm only going to eat half of this. Why are you telling me that?
To justify
it. You know, I'm like, I don't care what you're putting in your mouth. I literally can only eat 2 ounces. So I don't,
yeah, whatever you choose, like, to put in your face, that's fine.
I don't care. Yeah. And it's like interesting that the judgment happens really fast. Mm-hmm. Like, they're judging you and thinking that you're going to judge them. But really, mm-hmm. it's them judging themselves in their head.
Yeah.
And just projecting it onto you.
Projecting.
And they're thinking that, like, oh, it's you actually that's making it harder for me. No, it's you. It's your own self, because mm-hmm. you're not looking inward. And yeah. I think that, like, once you start doing that, everything kind of gets a lot clearer of, like, what you're really doing. So, like, for my non-negotiable, mine is, like, my morning routine. We were talking about this a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
Because I've built this routine in the morning, and I feel real weird when I don't do it.
Well, yeah.
Because it sets me up for success throughout the day. Mm-hmm. So, like, I have this whole thing where I get up, I literally go to the bathroom, wash my face, brush my teeth, done. Then I go out and I do all my face care real quick, because it's just literally an e.l.f. like moisturizer spray and then ordinary lotion that's on my face, a moisturizer that we get from Ulta. And then literally, like, I go out and I take my MCT oil now. I've been doing that for 2.5 weeks and I change all the dates, because I have two calendars that you have to manually change.
Oh, shit. I didn't change my calendar today.
Yeah, it's the time. It's March 1st.
I looked at it this morning and I was like, oh, I got to switch my calendar.
Yeah.
So I'm going to cut squirrel off for a second. Okay. While we were in DC, we went into this crystal shop.
Yep.
And it's a stunning place called Spellbound. If you're in DC area, go Spellbound. Tell them that we sent you. Anyways, Mel bought me a moon calendar.
I did.
So And I have it up in my room now, right by my crystals.
Oh, I love it.
And so I looked at it this morning and I was like, I need to change my calendar. It's March 1st. And then I fucking forgot.
That's okay.
Now when I get home, I'm going to have to change it, because I got to keep track of those moons. So I know when to charge my crystals.
Yes, because I'm following Kelly's suit and we're charging crystals. We're doing the thing.
We're doing all the things.
We're doing all the damn
things.
The witchy stuff.
Yeah, we got some pretty crystals.
We did get some really pretty crystals. Yeah. I have mine in the studio and then I wear, because Kelly got me my first crystals, which is my bracelet.
Yep.
And then I have my ring.
Yep, I got one too.
So, and
it's got a little moon.
I like it. Mine had a little mushroom, but it broke.
Yeah.
But I have it in my room and it's all set up. He's just sitting there all cute. Like,
yeah. Oh, and then I have my ring, my new ring.
Yes, she does.
I'm not engaged, guys. I'm not. This is a promise ring from Zach. Mm-hmm. But it's the same stone as my bracelet.
Which is great.
Yeah.
It's super pretty.
So, yeah.
I do enjoy
that. It's weird wearing a ring on the left hand again.
Like,
I'm sure you would feel this if you put a ring on your left hand. It's real weird.
It's real fucking weird.
Because I went almost 3 years without one.
Yeah, you're like, what are we doing here?
Yeah. But
we're not getting married. I don't know. This feels weird, but it's all good.
Yeah. I mean, that was the first question that Chloe asked.
I'm sure.
She was like, are you guys getting married? And we're like,
no,
it's a promise ring. And eventually, yes, I would like to commit myself to you, but we are not signing papers ever again. Nope. Fuck that shit.
No, so. That's just too much paperwork.
Yeah,
I feel like the divorce paperwork. We're both squirreling right now.
Yeah.
The divorce paperwork is insane. And I think that's what makes the divorce so much harder. Like, if no one signed papers in the beginning, then you guys can literally just walk away.
Get the fuck out of my house.
Yeah. Get out. Take your shit. And boom, done.
Yeah.
Like, whatever. Well, this is what I told Eric. I'm like, whatever's bills are in your name, you handle that. I'll handle all the bills that are in my name.
Well, that's typical with
easy fucking peasy.
Like, when we split up the credit cards, it was like, okay, whatever is in Kelly's name. She pays whatever's in both of your names. You guys split. Like, it was very, like, even.
Yeah.
When I did mine. But I also paid a shit ton of money to a lawyer because I had to fight.
Yeah, but it's fine. So stupid. You shouldn't have had a fight.
No, I shouldn't have. No, this it was is what very I'm simple. Owed,
yeah.
But he's a fucking dick and
he just didn't want to believe that he was in the wrong.
Yeah.
And that he was going to have to pay.
Welcome to my
because when
marriage.
We told him he was going to have to pay, he was like, well, not we. I say that as we both did, but you did. And he I was did. Just like, are you fucking crazy?
No. Are you
actually,
fucking high?
Oh, fucking
that's
high.
That's what he said.
Which is interesting because Kelly, one, doesn't get high. And then two, no, like that's what a normal thing, like a normal situation should be like of what the payment should be.
Yeah.
It's like, bro, you've been married for a long time. It's not like a 2-year situation. Like,
yeah. Divorces fucking suck.
Yeah. They just suck.
They drain your money.
Yeah.
They're convoluted. They're fucking dumb because no matter how much you try to be amicable, divorces are not amicable.
I've like, made mine so easy and they still haven't signed.
Well, that's
so now that's a whole different story.
That's a whole different squirrel moment. We will not go down. But
yeah, not necessary. But part of my yes, back to the routine.
Routine.
So because the routine for me, what it does, it makes my day feel like it's gonna be successful. So I even like, so now I'm out of the bathroom, right? Got my face put on. I got my MCT oil. I turn on my tea kettle. I got my calendar switched. And then I make my bed. And I've been making my bed, I can't even remember how long, like longer than I lived in this house.
And then Nova promptly undoes
it. Yeah, she kind of like, you know, she hits all my pillows off and I have to redo it. Yes. But the feeling of making the bed and having my whole routine, I fill up my water. And then I take all my pills in the morning. Mm-hmm. And then when I'm like, oh, once I get it all done, I'm like, damn, that one, that's fast. Like it's done within like 30 minutes. And two, I feel better mentally and physically because I now know all these things are already done and I don't have to do them again. Mm-hmm. And I just think it's super important to start your day off right, whatever that is for you.
Yes.
So whatever your routine is, build it, like it, and do it because it helps.
Yeah. Can I say it grounds you?
It does. Yes. We've learned about grounding and grounding is very important and it does ground me. And I literally like they do say like if you want to be super grounded, go outside, put your feet in the grass.
Well, it was snowing this morning. Look so that's at
the
not happening.
I mean, I still went outside to record the snow. And then I texted Kelly. I'm like, it's snowing again.
I'm like, that's fine. It'll be gone by
it's like
the
day
time I have
two
to leave.
Of then the morning of how it's.
Yeah, I looked yesterday so and goofy. It was pretty. It is pretty when Very it snows. Pretty. I just don't like driving in it. So fuck mm-mm. that shit.
No, because it does what it does here. Uh-huh. It melts, ices, cause a whole problem.
Well, and I will say like with the whole grounding routines, mm-hmm. I will feel you on that because I have gotten into making my bed.
Yeah.
And so since I live in my own place, I make my bed every morning. Mm-hmm. And when I don't make my bed, which I have to tell you a story. When I don't make my bed, I do not feel like everything is done.
Yeah.
When I leave my house.
Yep.
So
100%.
Funny story.
What's the funny
last
story?
Last night. So we all know I eat my butter toffee cashews. If you have not tried them, do not do it because you will be hopelessly addicted. So.
And also don't lay with Kelly in bed with these cashews.
Okay. So the night before, mm-hmm. I had a little spill.
Okay.
And in the bed. So I had to vacuum it up, right?
Yeah.
So I vacuumed it up last night, got the bed all put together.
Yeah.
Did my things. Okay. So I woke up this morning and I guess I fell asleep with the container next to me without the lid on it. And
Kelly,
I guess it knocked over on the ground.
It would have
it
to.
It was all over.
You move a lot.
So, yeah, at like 7 a.m., I'm vacuuming up all of these cashews that are down the floor. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You're killing
me
right now.
It's a problem. It's a problem. I should have taken a picture of it because it was bad.
That is like photograph and video worthy.
Yeah. I was like, no. Everybody knows how much I have crumbs in my bed.
They don't know about that part.
Yeah.
I mean, they know, but they've never seen it.
Yeah. I have crumbs.
Because like I had to lay with this girl for a week and every morning I woke up with cashews next to me or by my feet. Sometimes I don't wear bottoms. So there was like on my butt. It's fine.
I've had a cashew stuck on my back.
I'm sure. You have.
I love them.
I love it.
I just eat them at night.
Yeah.
That's the only time. Like I don't eat them throughout the day. Mm-mm. I don't like, they're just at night.
Which I love because they're delicious.
They are good. They are good. All anyways, right.
So, yes.
So routines. Grounding routines. Good. They're important. Yeah. And it's important for me as a non-negotiable to continue building on that.
Yeah. Like I've built mine over time. Like
yeah. This was not overnight.
No. Like what you're hearing has been built over years of me like, okay, what else do I want to do in the morning that helps me feel better? Because I know, and Kelly knows this about me, like I'm not the best in the morning. Mm-hmm. I don't want to wake up.
Nope.
Unless I have an alarm and I know when I have to get up, I'm fine. It's just like, don't wake me up before that alarm, man. I'm like an a-hole. And even with the alarm, I'm just like, don't talk to me for a half hour. I don't need coffee. I'm not trying to go get coffee. I just need my brain to kind of like settle in and figure out what I want to do today. And if I don't get that, I'm a hell in a handbasket.
Oh, I can feel the coffee.
For the first couple hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole time in DC, my coffee wasn't right.
No,
it wasn't in the right container. It wasn't like I just
didn't taste right.
It didn't taste right because it wasn't my typical stuff. Like this next
it
trip,
throws you off, right?
I'm going to be more like I need to get these things and I'm going to bring my churro Avi because that's the only Avi that I drink.
Yeah.
But if my coffee's not right, I feel weird.
Yeah, I agree. Like I understand it. Like that's a whole routine you've built and then it's gone. And it's like funky. It's not even accurate. You're like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah. And so it's not right. Mm-mm. Like I don't start my day on like the right foot.
Yeah. And it literally filters throughout the day.
Yeah.
Because like we both have been like, I just feel off.
Yeah. Why I felt off the other day.
Why do we feel off? And it's like, oh, it's because we didn't finish our full routine. Mm-hmm. Like even right now, I'm thinking about it because my bed's not made.
Yeah. I noticed that. Yeah. I was sitting on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It feels weird. I'm like, I got to get up there and do it.
Yeah.
After this is over.
I made my bed. I like instead of like laying in bed and just like doing my thing and waiting till the last second, I was like, nope, you're going to get up. You're going to get in the shower. You're going to do your thing. Like all these things.
Just
so I've also built into the routine that like I get out of the shower and when I'm doing my skincare, I go and turn on the kettle.
Nice.
So then I can drink my tea while I'm doing my makeup. And then I, you know, talk to Zach on the phone and I've built certain things because I've this month it'll be a year that I was in my place that I've been in my place.
Mid-month you moved March.
The 25th
so look at
the 25th.
That
so almost a full year but it's taken me a long time to build this routine in a all new place.
Yep. And every time you do move it's like a whole thing.
It's a whole thing
you gotta rebuild
different.
It things are in different places and I want to say like one of the main reasons why I like the routine is that, like, you know how some days you just don't want to do anything?
Yeah, that was
or
today.
Days that, like, you just feel down. It's like, okay, at least I got this done.
Yeah.
You know, I like celebrating little accomplishments. And if it means that I did my full routine in the morning and my bed's made and I have my tea, I'm cool with it. Because even if the rest of the day sucks, at least I got something done.
Yeah, you got something done.
Yeah.
Which is good.
And that's actually where the whole making the bed thing came from. I remember it was some military guy on TED Talk that was talking about it and how that's what they do every morning. He's done it even after military. And it's because like you feel accomplished in the morning. And then every time you pass by your room and you see it, you're like, oh,
I did that. You feel adult.
You do. You feel good and you feel like an adult.
Yeah. I think that's why I like all my pillows. Because I have so many pillows, it's quite ridiculous. But
so many pillows that you can't even sit on the couch anymore.
You can sit. I sit on the couch just fine. With
I have to move
them.
I have to move them.
I know you do every time, and then I have to put them up.
There's like three in one spot.
Yeah, that's how you.
So I have to push your what are these called?
The cushion.
I have to because the cushion's out a little bit, so I always. Push
from the
up
last
your
time.
Yeah. And I always push it up and then I push the cushion in and then I sit down and then I take one pillow and I put it on my lap.
She's got a routine.
I do. I do have a routine at your house. That's so funny.
But I think the newest thing that I've been kind of talking about with you also is like starting my meditation in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's going to kind of be building in.
Yeah.
In the next month or so, because I tend to like let something get completely, I don't even think about it, like making my bed.
Yeah. That's what it needs to be. That's what's great about a routine is that all of a sudden you don't even think about it.
Yeah, you just do it. It's just doing like it. Skincare too, like or my hair care. Like it's the same thing every single time.
Yeah.
And that's just, I mean, that's how you live your bariatric life, right? You do the same thing.
Well, and even with my morning routine, when I get my tea, I put in my fiber cell.
Yes.
So like, that's the thing is like, these routines are about taking care of yourself.
Yes.
Cause like I, now there's non-negotiables for like my food hygiene.
Yeah.
I have to make sure I have some heavy protein in the morning, whether that's a protein shake, whether those are egg bites, whether that's just me frying an egg.
Yeah.
Like it has to be substance of something within an hour. Mm-hmm. I notice I feel better and I'm more focused if I do that. And once that's gone and I don't do it, I'm totally all over the place, at least until I get the food.
Oh yeah.
But it's like, okay, Melanie.
Well, our world,
we have to take care of you.
And our bodies revolve around food.
It just does.
That's it just does. It's something that you wild. Don't even think about.
Mm-mm. Well, and I'm going to be a little goofy about this one, which is normal. It's literally like the whole light, like the whole kingdom cycle, or what is it called? Like the life cycle.
Okay.
Like every type of animal has to eat. There is not one animal.
I'm thinking Lion King.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too. Okay. The circle of life.
Circle of life. That's what it is. Okay.
Yeah, because like no matter what, whether they're eating plants or they're eating meat, they have to fucking eat.
Yeah.
The two survive. So it's like you have to make sure you get your food in. Whether you can like it, you can not like it. I hope that you like it. That's the goal, is to like the things that you're doing and liking the food that you're putting in your body.
Yeah.
Sometimes it doesn't happen. Me and Kelly are moving a lot sometimes when we're out and about. And sometimes we just grab something, even if we don't like it, where it's like, we know it's meat.
Yep.
Because like she loves the jerky sticks.
I do like the jerky sticks.
I don't at all. But I will eat them if she has them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I'm like, yep, we need something.
Well, like even yesterday we did back-to-back to recordings.
We did.
Yeah. And in between, or not recordings. Meetings. And I went into my desk drawer and grabbed a jerky. Did I want it? No. Mm-mm. But I knew I had to eat something to keep my energy up.
Yep.
So it's, I think that's a non-negotiable for me, that I don't care if I like it or not.
Yeah. That's a new one for you.
Yeah. Like if I don't like it, it just eat it.
Yep.
Yep.
I wanted to let you know, I noticed that with you in the last few months.
Yeah.
But I think something clicked. Where you're like, because she's on a GLP-1.
Yeah.
So she's not told when to eat.
I'm not told when to eat.
Your body's not telling you.
And I'm on ADHD meds, which do a lot of like.
Yeah, it suppresses your appetite.
Appetite.
Your appetite is suppressed. I can't even say any of it.
Oh, my God. Anyways.
I have noticed that. And you're just like, fuck it.
Yeah.
I got to have something. And I think that's a whole new world. When you do that, you're getting more protein in and you're just not caring. And it's never like awful. It's just you don't feel like it.
Well, it's like I can find something no matter where we go.
Yeah, totally can.
So a lot of the time Zach will be like, well, where do you want to eat? And I'm like, I don't care. Just tell me where we're going and I'll find something.
Yeah, totally. And I remember that in the beginning of us even having surgery with friends and family. They're like, well, I don't want to go here because I don't think you can have anything.
No, I can actually have something anywhere we go.
I can.
Yeah.
Don't worry. I got it. Because guess what? I'm controlling my own health.
Yeah.
I'm controlling my own food.
Yeah.
I can do this. You don't have to baby me. You don't have to try to hold my hand.
Yeah. I got this.
I got it. Just have faith in your friends and family when they're on a health journey. Just let them go. Just let them do it.
You do not need to baby them.
You don't have to baby them.
Yes. I mean, we can even find stuff in Disney.
Yeah, we have. Oh, that big the bacon. Pickle.
The bacon.
Oh, the bacon. Yes. I just love that pickle.
The pickle is amazing.
Jamie got me on to the pickle.
I love the fucking pickle. It's the bacon for me. I love it. I'm absolutely like middle of Disney. You're just eating this bacon.
I mean, I had a stick. Bacon on a stick is delicious.
It's there.
And that's the thing. Like, if we can even find something at Disney.
You can find something
anywhere.
And you can
find it anywhere.
Yeah, you just adjust it. And most places are totally fine adjusting.
Yeah. And even, okay, so we went to, where did I get the extra fried chicken at? Was I with you?
Yeah, Hops and Drops.
Hops and Drops. Okay, so like.
Right?
Yeah, it was, right? No.
No, where was it?
We were in D.C. And I asked. It was,
it was Cheesecake Factory.
That's so, right. What I've been learning is, like, I don't need a big, huge sandwich anymore. I could just have a salad and then add extra meat.
Yeah.
And it was funny because when I asked him for it, he was like, more fried chicken? I go, absolutely.
Yeah.
I will pay the add-on fee that's $3
yeah.
to have extra protein. And literally what was cool is I had enough to feel satisfied. Mm-hmm. And then I brought it home. And the next day I had the three strips that were left.
Yeah. And yeah, that they gave you quite a bit.
They gave us quite a bit. And I think like, because sometimes when they just make your salad, they don't put enough meat. They never do. No. So I have to ask for extra. And then I feel way better. I did it with Zach actually before we left for the when we went to lunch.
Got it.
Did the same thing. I got a steak salad and I just said extra meat.
Yeah.
And it totally fucking worked.
Yeah.
And
I usually feel better. Half the amount of lettuce too.
I need to start saying that. Yeah. I forget.
Because I don't need all that lettuce. Like, I like a good salad. Don't get me wrong. But I want it to be basically a topping
salad. Yes.
I don't want I want like minimal lettuce.
Yeah. I'm like, hey, man, I just really want everything else with the lettuce. But I know you have to put that in there to call it a salad.
You don't. You don't. Actually.
I mean, you don't.
Like, but you could literally say, I want this salad, no lettuce, extra meat.
Oh my God. I'm going to try it. I haven't done that before.
People will look at you weird, but it's fine.
Well, we're used to that. People look at us weird all the time.
Yeah.
Because we are goofy, but we're like, but we want it. We want the way that we want it. Like this is a non-negotiable.
Yes.
Is I'm not really a non-negotiable. I'm just not calling myself picky anymore. Okay. I'm not picky. I just know what I want. I think that's like, there is a huge difference of between picky and actually just like, no, I know what I'm going to eat. This is what fits in my health journey. Mm-hmm. Stop telling me I'm picky. Mm-hmm. It's no, these are the food groups I like to fucking eat. Mm-hmm. So I guess that's also a thing with like with your non-negotiable. It's more or less like people, I'm not going to listen to what everybody else says.
Yeah.
Like I'm going to just do me and do what I want. Yep. And just don't listen to the noise anymore. Mm-hmm. Because it's not worth the headache and the thought processes that you have to go through when someone starts commenting on your food.
Yeah.
It's more like, not going to do it. Yeah. We're not doing that shit anymore. So we both have one of the same non-negotiables.
Yeah, we do.
Because I think it is just exhausting.
It's exhausting. And it for people that you don't really see often, like it doesn't, like I'm just over it.
Yeah.
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 I'm just not feeling the whole, like, don't judge me. Mm-mm. Don't ask me. Like, ask me questions in a positive or interested way.
Yeah.
Don't ask me questions like, why do you only eat that? That's not a question that I want to answer for you. And yeah, nor should you be asking me that because it's none of your goddamn business why I eat that.
What I think is hilarious, and I just realized it. So remember when we first started the podcast?
Yes.
You were 9 months out and I was like almost four.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And I kept saying that. I'm like, I don't fucking care anymore. Stop asking me. Mm-hmm. And I think that starts happening in like year 3 and 4.
Yeah.
Because you've gone through all of this like process of dealing with people and dealing with waiters and mm-hmm. dealing with whoever. Yeah. And you're just like, stop.
Yeah.
I just don't want to justify myself. I'm tired of defending myself.
No water. And then they still bring you an ice water.
Because they know what's best for you. Right?
Yeah.
It's like, no, I can take care of myself.
Yeah, I have a drink in the car. Mm-hmm. That's a non-negotiable.
That is. That's one.
We both have this one. I do not eat and drink at the same time. Like, I will drink before my food comes.
Yep.
But as soon as my food hits that table and I take a bite, there's no liquid.
No more liquid.
Nope. I keep it very simple because I think that was one of the things that I think I regained. Mm-hmm. With is because I got away from that.
Well,
there is a reason why.
Yeah,
we are supposed to do that, mm-hmm. and it is.
You
want to
tell them why?
Thing. Because it flushes all of the nutrients out of your stomach, so then you're more full.
Yeah,
or more hungry. Yeah, you can eat more.
You can eat more, and we've learned from one of the the dietitians that we've talked to.
Yeah,
I can't remember who said it, but it's basically like, you fill up your stomach with, say, the food that you just bought. Mm-hmm. And then if you drink, though, it does like it's not letting it hit to the point like that hormone mm-hmm. or whatever level. So that way it tells you that you're full. So when you drink, it slowly goes back down. And then now you think you can eat more. But it's like because you can eat more.
Well, and that's how people get around mm-hmm. the size of their stomach.
Yep.
Like if you have a tiny tummy and you drink in between, mm-hmm. don't try carbonation. That's not a good idea. But no, if you hurts. Drink in between, it can you can then fit more. Mm-hmm. So I get it. But I also think that regain is a real fear of this entire community.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's one thing that you can do to not regain. Separate those two things.
Separate out. The two and keep them because I introduced that back in.
Yep.
And guess who regained? Mwah.
When did you introduce that back in?
Last summer.
Oh, that's what that. Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Right, makes complete sense.
Yeah,
and that's what's stupid, guys. I'm 8 years out, gonna be 9, and I stopped doing that last summer, right after I turned my 8 year, thinking I was like, I can fucking do this. This is not a problem. Like that's not gonna hurt me. No, it did. 100%. Because I would feel less full. Yeah, and so I would be like, oh, I can grab more. Not a problem.
Yep,
totally fine.
I think tacking on to that, a non-negotiable for me is that this is a lifelong journey.
Yes, thank you.
So a non-negotiable, this isn't a short thing that I'm doing to lose weight for my wedding or for a vacation. Mm-hmm. Like this is a lifelong, like when you make the decision to have bariatric surgery,
yes,
it is lifelong.
Yeah, you're literally changing your lifestyle.
Yeah. So when you agree to eat certain protein, drink certain water, take bariatric multivitamins, exercise, which I'm still working on that, but all of these things,
any movement,
is for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. You will forever need to separate your liquids from your food.
Yeah. And I think that should be a case for even the normies. Like if we learn, because literally this is not just for bariatric
patients. No, this is just in general.
In general, because these are the things that we should have done prior.
Yes.
And because we didn't, and we didn't have the education and the information and all the food stuff.
Yeah.
We gained. We got, I mean, I got up to 308. You got to like 265. You know,
270, right? Maybe more.
Right. I mean, right in that area.
Yeah.
Because we stop weighing ourselves.
Yeah. You do.
Fuck that shit.
You do. And a non-negotiable to tack on to that one is I weigh myself.
Yeah.
Whether I want to or not, I weigh myself so that I can look and see and be like, okay, I know where I'm at. Because if you're not giving, okay, so let me rewind a little
rewind.
Bit. So I believe that that being honest with myself of where I'm at is a non-negotiable for me.
I like it.
Because I didn't get on that scale, and I know you can feel me on that, because you know what you've done and you don't want to see it.
Yeah, I'm scared.
You don't want to see it. You don't want to think about it. You don't want any more. You just, if I ignore it and I don't see it, it doesn't happen.
It's not happening.
But it is happening.
Yep.
It is very real. And so you have to be honest with yourself.
Yep.
Am I getting my protein? Am I getting my water? Am I surviving solely on slider foods? Am I getting my vitamins? All of those things make up a successful bariatric patient. And so if you aren't honest with yourself and you're living solely on slider foods, barely getting protein, barely hitting your water,
you're gonna
not
gain.
Taking your vitamins, not only will you gain, you're destroying your body.
Well, yeah. And you're doing yourself a disservice.
You are.
Because you put all this work in, man. And now it's just, you're going backwards.
Yeah, you're going backwards. And why? A lot of us said, this is it.
This is it.
This is my last chance. Okay. I know you said it. I know I said it to myself. I know we've heard it a lot on the podcast. So if this is your last chance, why are you fucking it up?
I love you.
Well, I mean, but that's a very solid question that I ask myself when I regained.
Yep.
This was supposed to be my last shot.
Yep.
Which why did I let this happen? It's not because I figured it out. But if this was supposed to be my last shot, why am I sitting here self-sabotaging and fucking up my last shot?
Yep. It's because like I know for me, it's like, I'm depressed and I wasn't getting any help. And so I'm just eating.
Because you were honest with yourself.
Yeah.
And I wasn't honest with myself.
So you're not. So I would agree that that is a non-negotiable. No more lying to yourself. No more.
And saying these things out loud.
Yes, because there's power in that.
There is.
I've talked about that at our Patreon meeting on Wednesday because the most power I got was admitting that I regained. And I was so fucking scared.
Can you repeat that?
I'm going to repeat that one more time. So there is power in voicing this out. And I literally didn't have the power until I said, I have regained. And now I can talk about it. And now I don't feel shitty. And it's nice to like be able to talk about it with people that have done this and have been through this and know that it's not, it isn't the last thing.
It is not. It is not the last thing. Mm-mm. But I love how you said there's power in talking about it.
There's power, man. It all comes from you talking about it. It really, really does. That's the number one thing. Again, I told our patrons on Wednesday that there is power in just voicing what is real and true about yourself, because now people know. We don't have to hide it. You don't have to like think about it in your head anymore. Like you don't get like all caught up in that. And now we can actually just focus on what can we do?
Well, and let's take it even further than just that. There is power. Sorry. Tickle. is power in voices.
Yes.
So we started this podcast to use our voices powered. We use our voices being powered to put out information.
Yes.
We use our voices to build a community that we have. Now it is a solid community that we have. And our voices were the power behind that.
They were.
Because if you think about it, our first season and a half, we had no video. Mm-mm. We didn't record it.
Nope.
Other than audio. So legit, our power was in our voices in that first season and a half.
100%.
And that is the reason why we are where we are now.
Yes, I agree.
And a lot of you out there that share your journey, you share everything about your journey. There is power in that.
There is big power, especially when you talk about the good and the bad. Mm-hmm. Because not anybody's journey is the same. And what I'd like to say is that even if you're not telling the whole world, you know, you're not on Instagram and you're not comfortable with it, that's okay. I wasn't comfortable with it at all for the first 4 years. Kelly had to help me get comfortable with it.
Now I created a monster.
You did create a monster, but I'm here. And that, you know what? It really fucking helped though.
It does.
That was the deal, is that like, hey, just talk about it with a close friend. Mm-hmm. Talk about it with your mom or dad if you're close to them. Someone that you feel is a safe space, because there is power in your voice and getting it out of your head. Mm-hmm. And now we can all freely just deal with it. And actually, it's part of actually it has asking for help, because now you know I'm on this journey. Mm-hmm. You know, like you've been helping me, just reminding me of things. I will talk about this yesterday. It was kind of funny because people want to help you, right? Like you're my best friend. Like you don't want me to like say that I'm going to commit here and then not actually commit. Like you want to help me stay committed.
Yeah.
And we made brownies, the Halo Top brownies, by the way. They're really good.
They are really good.
It's on our Instagram.
Very dense.
You can watch it. It's amazing. But the deal
definitely
was
much better than those stupid viral brownies.
Viral brownies were disgusting. Sorry if you love those.
Nasty.
We do not. It was awful.
Nasty.
We don't know if we just got a bad batch, but we tried like four of them. Like we can't get them that bad.
Good. Yeah. But anyways.
But back to the ranch was like, I was eating a brownie and she's like, hey, let you know, like, are you, what did you say? You can.
I said, do you want me to take that away from you?
Yes. And I was like, no, I'm fine. And I was like, by the way, when you ask that, it makes me feel like I'm doing something bad. Like I'm doing something
Which
naughty.
Makes sense. Yeah.
And I'm like, but I know that's not how you're meaning it. But that's where my head goes, is like, oh, fuck. I'm like fucking up. That's so I'm thinking that Kelly thinks that I fucked up. So I need to stop. And I was like, no. Because she said, that's not at all what I mean. I'm like, okay. So then I finished my little, because I was just doing the middle. I was finishing my square and then I put it away.
Yeah.
But the whole point was for her, which what she was trying to do was help me by moving it out of my sight. Because now that is part of my journey, is moving food out of my sight. So I don't think about it. Because if it's not in eyesight, I don't do. And here's another trick too. Is I'm learning like, hey, put your vitamins out where you can see them. Put like, I have my MCT oil out next to my tea kettle.
Yeah.
I have my fiber cell. I have my Avi next to things that are invisible sight that I use all the time. And I notice that's what it's really working for me.
Oh, yeah.
Because I see it and I go, oh, yeah, I need to do that.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that this morning. I can still get it in. I don't tell myself, fuck it, I'll wait till tomorrow. It's right there.
Yeah.
grab it and go. Do the things. And so I would just say, like, yeah, like, put things out. And also, it's okay if, like, tell your friends, and we're going to adapt and figure out, like, how do we all work together to help? Because that's what Kelly was doing. She was helping me. Mm-hmm. And I think that if you can find a safe person that you can talk to, they can help you too. It's a big deal.
Well, and, like, I know that there are times when I need somebody to take it away from me.
Right.
I need to push my plate across. I need to put water in it. Whatever needs to happen to get it out of my eyesight, because I will continually pick.
Yep.
Like,
we do the same thing.
Cheesecake Factory.
Mm-hmm.
I was full and I was continuing to pick at my meal. And so that's when I knew, like, I need a box now. So generally, if we're about halfway through our meal, I just automatically ask for boxes.
Boxes, please.
Yeah. Because if it's in a box, closed lid, I'm not going to touch it.
I don't even think about it. Yeah. It's wild.
Yeah. I mean, half the time I forget my leftovers on the table.
On the table. Normally I'm like, hey, girl, I got it for you.
Yeah. I'm like, whatever. But I think it's important to learn, like, because we had talked about this one in your room, is bringing certain foods into your house. And yeah, that's a non-negotiable.
That's a non-negotiable for me. No, I will not make cookies. I won't even buy anything to make them. I will not even buy the cookie itself.
Yep.
I'm a cookie fucking monster, and they just can't be here.
Yeah.
That's a non-negotiable. If Aunt Nini buys them, she knows they go into her room.
Yeah.
I can't see them. I will literally think about them all fucking day.
Yeah.
It's a problem. So they just don't come in.
I don't think about cookies in that way. Mm-mm. But there are certain things, like peanut butter M&Ms. I can kill a bag of peanut butter M&Ms. In an afternoon.
Yeah, I bet.
But I've learned that I'm like, there are certain things that I just don't buy.
Yeah.
Like, and it's weird because I was never one to, like, buy junk food.
Mm-hmm.
Like, grew up poor. Like, we didn't have money for junk food. We didn't have money for juice, let alone like bags of chips.
Yeah.
So I grew up, and that's not where I go. And I've always stuck to, like, the outside of the grocery store, right? But then as soon as you hit that middle, they start to, like, yell at you and, like, hey, we're over here. Over here. Come get chips. Come get cookies. And speaking of the grocery store, non-negotiable for me.
Okay.
Is I do not go to the grocery store hungry.
Yes.
Period. I do not do it.
Mm-hmm.
If I am starving and I need food to make food, I will order it.
Oh, there you go.
Because we had talked about this. I'm way more frugal
on doing the clip to go.
Yep.
Yeah.
Versus being in the store.
Yeah.
But I do not go to the store while you are hungry.
Mm-mm.
Even if you have to stop at somewhere and get something to eat before you go, do not do it, because you are 10 times more likely to grab food that you would never.
Oh, 100%. We've all done it.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just, like, for me, that's one of my things too, is, like, I know that you hear it as a kid, even with your parents.
Yeah.
Like, never go to the grocery store hungry. Don't do it. But we all do it. And it's like, no, like, now we're making this a point. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
If I'm leaving this house to go to the store, I'm going to eat, like, string cheese, some peanut butter, something real quick that I can feel my blood sugar go up and I feel fine. Let's go get it done. Come back to the house.
Because you are just less likely to put that junky slider foods into your cart.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, oh, I have it, so I might as well eat it.
Yeah.
And then it starts this whole cycle, because then guess what? Next time you go to the store, you're going to buy it again.
Yep.
Because you're out. Because
you got the taste of it.
Yep. So just don't even go there.
Don't even go there.
And for me, that is a very big personal non-negotiable.
I like that one.
Yeah.
Because I didn't even think about that, but that has been for, like, a while now.
Yeah.
No going. Because, like, I remember Zach wanted to go to Costco and then Sizzler. And then all of us were like,
no, Sizzler first. No,
we got to go eat first, because then we're going to buy 10 times more.
Oh, yeah. Because Costco is a fucking black hole.
It's a trap.
I black out every time. Every time I'm like, I don't know what happened. $500 later. I don't know. But I got new mats for my front door.
Like, you're like, I have these egg bites, the mats to my front door, and I got some candles.
And it's $500.
There you go.
There we go.
It's so fucking random.
Really, every time I buy something at Costco, I just automatically do $10.
Oh, do you?
Because most things are right around $10. And so usually I can have an idea of how much I've spent. But
that's a good way of doing it. Yeah. Like per item, $10 yeah. an item at least.
If it's a higher item, then I'll just do 20.
Yeah.
But for the most part, it's about 10 bucks a piece for the food that I buy.
Yeah.
There.
I like it.
But I also don't buy a lot of food at Costco because I'm one person.
Yeah.
So it doesn't make sense
at No, all. You just need your cashews.
I just need my cashews. And I usually buy about 8 bags of those.
So how many? Okay, we're going to squirrel for a hot second. I got questions. How many bags do you think you go through in a month?
I don't want to talk about it.
Do you know?
No, because I purposely don't count. Because honestly, like, I understand that these cashews are a problem. I am addicted.
You are addicted.
I have to have them. I just, this is
your brain. This is the monster that
I am. Okay. Yeah. I don't care.
Yeah.
I do not care how many bags I go through. I do not care if I spill crumbs in the bed. I do not care. Mm-mm. They're funny stories.
Yeah.
But I don't care because I enjoy it.
Yeah.
It is one food that I can literally say I enjoy eating it every single time.
That's awesome.
And I portion it out. It's not like, except for in DC, I had the bags. I now know I need to have a container. It's a whole thing.
It is a whole thing. Because like I poured mine in just a little cup.
Yeah. Yeah. And I need to, I usually have a container next to my bed.
Yeah.
That I put it in.
Nice.
So I just know that I need to have a container when we
smart
when we travel.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't care.
Cashew container.
I mean, I might go through 8 to 10 bags a month.
Okay. It's not too bad.
I mean, it is bad, but I don't care.
I mean, here's the thing. It's better that you're going through 8 to 10 bags of cashews, by the way.
Yes.
These are cashews. So you're getting protein and all the things.
Yes.
Than you doing the cake thing.
Yeah.
Because she loves cake.
I love cake. So, like, I love it. I love the cake part, the frosting part. I mean, I love everything about cake.
Could you imagine if you're going through 8 to 10 cakes a month?
I'd be 300 pounds.
Right. See, that's the point. Is like mine was cookies. Yours is cake. And like I can't be having 8 to 10 cookies a fucking month.
No.
No way.
No. And I don't have I can't remember the last time I had cake.
Good.
Probably Bianca's birthday.
I was going to say someone's birthday.
Yeah, it was probably Bianca's birthday.
Yeah, which was in December. So that's 3 months ago. And
I didn't even have a cupcake. I had a cookie.
Yeah, the Taylor Swift cookie. Right?
Yeah.
I did. It was too dry, but
it was very dry.
I ate it anyway.
It was dry.
That's how much.
They were just cute.
That's how much I love cookies that like I'll eat it and then I'm like, that's not that bad. I'll eat the rest, even though like I don't need to.
Yeah.
I don't need to. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's part of lying to yourself.
It is. 100% is.
Being honest with yourself and saying, I don't like this. Why am I eating it?
Yeah. Because I told Katie, I'm like, literally Katie's sitting next to me. Mm-hmm. And she's like, they're kind of dry, right? And I'm like, yeah, they are. And I grab another one and just fucking, it's such a fucking problem.
Well, I mean, okay. So, y'all, I love Nene. I love Nene. But she cooks with chicken breast. And I don't like chicken breast. Mm-mm. I do not like it. It's dry. It's not what I want.
No.
And so I know
all the way
that if it is chicken breast, I'm not eating it.
Yeah, I'll be like, no, thank you.
What's the point?
Have a good day.
I'm not going to enjoy it. Mm-mm. So I might as well go home and make a meal that I actually will enjoy.
Yep.
I
think that's also like, that's a new thing is learning how to tell the cook, I'm not going to eat that.
Yeah.
And be like, and just be like, because cooks are very like.
Well, it's a personal
it
thing.
Is. And they it's think it's like a personal thing. Dig at them. And it's not. It's just part of my health journey. I can't eat this.
Yeah.
Like, I love you, but I can't eat these like the brownies and the cookies that you make.
Yeah.
Or some of the stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because she's made like the cobblers and stuff, which are good.
Very delicious.
But. They're very good. But there's a lot of things that we don't need to be eating.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So what do you have any other non-negotiables you can think of right now?
I think the last one, because I'm very hard on myself.
You are.
And I hold myself to high standards. It's easy for me to give grace with other people. Mm-hmm. And it's not easy for me to give grace to myself.
Okay.
And so I'm learning that a non-negotiable is I have to give myself grace.
In what way?
Like, I didn't hit my protein. Mm-hmm. Instead of being on myself and like that whole day and being like, wow, I suck. I haven't eaten this, blah, 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 blah. You know, the bad self-talk.
Things. Yep.
Like being like, okay, today was a busy day. I know that about myself. Tomorrow we'll try better.
Yeah.
Or tonight at the next meal, whatever's next. Okay. But I think giving myself that grace of knowing like not every day is going to be perfect and it's okay.
We'll just keep trying. That's the whole deal. Just don't stop trying.
But I think just giving myself a little bit of grace, like, hey, you're going through a lot right now. It's okay. It's okay that you're only doing that one thing. Like, it's fine. It's fine. Okay. But also at the same time, being honest with myself.
That's hard.
It is. It's a balance. It's a give and take for that.
Yeah, because like, and the only reason why I was wondering like what it was exactly is because we know each other. I give myself too much grace on certain aspects, and so do you. And so like, I think that you need to give your more self, me personally watching, I would like you to give yourself more grace when it comes to your health. Yeah. I feel like you're so hard on it. And it's half the time that you can't even control it.
Well, no, like, I, you know, most, I can't control
like, it. I would say 80% of the time you can't control it. So it's like, I would like to see you give yourself more grace in that aspect, to be honest.
Yeah. But also being realistic with myself and holding myself accountable.
That's the other part of it.
Because I don't want to go down a slippery slope of back to Regain City.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's where the non-negotiables come in. So if you make sure that you don't go to the store hungry and that you're actually talking to yourself and not lying to yourself, I don't think that you'll get back.
Oh, yeah. Weekend. I'm just saying like that's what's present in my brain for non-negotiables is I don't think I'm going to go backwards because I'm finding a good routine. But I think that's the purpose of non-negotiables is so that you could correct your behavior and live your life, because we had already said this. It's a lifetime.
It's a lifetime.
It's not, lifetime.
It's not that first year, guys.
50, 60, 70, whatever years we have, however many years we have left, we're going to be doing the same damn thing that we are
today.
So
you just literally have to find balance. I think it's good for people to maybe even list down, even on this, from this episode, list a couple non-negotiables.
Yeah.
And if you stick to your non-negotiables, even if it's like three or four, which I think is great to have just a little bit.
Yeah.
Don't overwhelm yourself. Yeah. We talk about that all the time. Because a lot of us are all or nothing people. And so we want to have like eight non-negotiables. And if I stick to all these, we'll be fine. It's like, hold on, let's do one or two.
Yeah, pick one.
Pick one or two.
I think I actually challenge everybody.
Yeah.
Pick one.
Right? Just do one.
Pick one non-negotiable. Like if it's one of ours that you connect with, great. If it's another one, great.
Yeah.
And just focus on that one for a month.
Yeah.
And see how you feel. And then go from there, because it's really hard to change everything. It really is hard.
But you can over time.
Over time.
So that's why, like, with my non-negotiable, the morning routine has grown. Like, it used to just be like, hey, Melanie, you need to wash your face every morning and brush your teeth and, like, just do the spray, make yourself feel a little bit better. You know, and it's grown so much more. I do so many more things. And now I feel even better and better.
Yeah.
So just do one thing at a time, guys.
Yeah, don't try to change your whole life in one day. It's not going to work. It's and I'm not being pessimistic. It's proven not to work.
Yeah, it actually.
Because you overwhelm yourself.
Yep. And so, then your brain goes, I don't want to do this all.
Yeah.
None of it.
Yep. Mm-mm. So let's just give ourselves some grace, be honest with ourselves, and write down a couple non-negotiables.
Yeah. And then just stick to one of them. Tell us how it goes.
Yeah. We love to get messages.
We do. Okay, guys. So remember, we're going to be in Florida at basically March. What's the dates, Kelly?
18th through the 26th.
Yes. And then we're going to be at the Bridgerton Luncheon.
Yes.
So definitely come hang out with us on the 23rd at 1 o'clock, I believe the time is, or noon.
It's 1 o'clock.
Yeah. One of those times. And yes, you get $50 off by using OSLP. So don't forget to do that so we can come hang out with you. And yeah, go to our website. We got merch over there. We got the pillar tracker. We got all of our like fun things are on that page. I can't remember.
That's all you got?
That's all I got.
The fun things.
The fun things are there.
Just go check it out.
Go check it out.
Just go do it. Okay.
Just go do it. And then the free, easy way, of course, is following us on all of our platforms and YouTube. It's on your phone. Click the bell and hit subscribe and you get to watch our little pretty faces every Tuesday.
All right. We love you guys.
And we will see you.
And we will see you
next, next-
Bye.
Hey guys, we hope you love the episode just as much as we did. So go over to YouTube, hit subscribe and that little bell, and see our lovely faces every Tuesday.
And we are also available on all social media platforms, and we would love for you to stop by and say hi.
Thank you so much for listening.
See you next Tuesday.